Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. You might not see him in person.
Welcome back. Little ZZ Top bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Rob Grady. Rob is a marketing expert. He is the president of the Grady Company. His website is Robert Grady, GRED.com, and he is a live living ghostwriter. Should you think we maybe for some people we might need to say that he's a live ghost writer, right, Rob?
That's exactly right. A ghost writer is just somebody who writes material for someone else who is actually the named author.
So you're a professional marketing expert but you've been doing some ghost writing, including
the majority of my career of late. Yes.
Yeah, and including a ghost written novel. Now I've never heard of a ghost written novel.
It is a little unusual, but it's...
Leave it to you to do something like that, Rob.
I have written other novels of my own, and a fella just came to me and said, hey, I have this idea, but I need a ghostwriter. I'm not a very good writer, but I have a unique idea.
Huh.
And so we sat down and kind of scratched out the outline. He had probably, 20,000 words that he had written, and a typical novel is anywhere from about 70 to 100,000.
Right.
So with a small couple of chapters that he had and then an outline for the balance of the book, he said, is this viable? And I said, well, the 20,000 words that you have, unfortunately, are written like a nonfiction writer and won't really stand up. So I said, let me see what I can do. And I rewrote those first couple chapters, and he said, I love it. And then we were off and running. I literally just completed that book about a week ago. And I am meeting with the author later today to go over it and to see if there's going to be any changes. But I was going to offer a copy of the book free to anybody on...
Wow.
For the next couple of days, I'll offer anybody who wants it to go to my website, and it will be free on the website.
Huh.
You just click under Writer, and once you get to my site, go to Writer, and then click on the free ghostwritten novel, and you can pick it right off the website.
Download a PDF?
Yep, a PDF file.
Right. So go to Robert Grady, GRED, click under Writer, and then you'll find the file there. What's the title of the book?
Red Shield.
Red Shield. All right, so check that out, folks.
It's a thriller. If you're interested in thrillers, this is about a fellow who works with the United Nations Security Forces and... has to overcome Armageddon.
Wow, sounds
for
like a movie.
If you ghost wrote this,
and it becomes a movie, mm-hmm. are you going to get any kind of revenue or credits from that?
Oh yes. In our case, in different ghost written articles and trade journal articles or whatnot, have different levels of contribution, but mm-hmm. Typically in nonfiction, ghostwriters usually do not get credited, whereas
right.
in fiction, a ghostwriter will be credited or may receive a percentage of the revenue generated by the book.
Right.
You often see ghostwriters used by guys like Jim Patterson or Tom mm-hmm. Clancy or mm-hmm. even Stephen King. They always a lot of books are written in the style of...
When you see these guys cranking out four or five of those a year,
oh yeah,
you know they're not writing the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Because trust me, folks, as a writer, as an author myself, it's a lot of work to put one book out in a couple of years or three, maybe.
Yeah, this particular novel was written in about 4 months.
Yeah.
But depending upon how much time you're able to devote to it, you have a full-time job and you're trying to write a book on the side, as I have, and so it does take a little bit longer.
And if you've got fiction in your head, it's a lot quicker to crank that out. Just do some research, maybe, and it's a lot easier to crank that out than it is to write nonfiction. I'm doing that in my fourth book. I'm doing something not unlike this. It's easier to get a lot of words out there, but back to the original point we're making on this thing, Folks, if you're not getting your message out, either by video, by social media, by whatever method, content is king today.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not getting, and it has been for a long time, if you're not getting your message out there, and you're being held back because either you're not or you think you're not a good writer, you can't let that be your reality. You've got to find somebody to help you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that any high-level executive or a politician who wants to use a ghostwriter is perfectly logical. They have so much correspondence. You got CEOs and celebrities or public figures who use ghostwriters all the time.
Yep.
Particularly a consultant or somebody who's switching a career may pay a ghostwriter to write a book.
Presidents, almost every powerful, memorable speech, not counting the Gettysburg Address, has been written by a professional writer, not the president or not the CEO.
Winston Churchill is one of the rare exceptions. So is Lincoln. They happen to be exceptional writers. Of course, we all know Winston Churchill won all sorts of awards for his writing, but he's the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, I need your website. I need your website one more time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Robert Grede, it's GREDE.com.
All right, so check that out. And don't forget, folks, click under writer, and you'll find the book, Red Shield, and he's going to give you a copy of it, the novel that he's co-written. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back. Congratulations, by the way, on the novel, and come back real soon.
Good enough, Jim. Thanks very much. We'll talk soon.
See you next time. Rob Grede, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back again real soon. And in the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.